Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
One of our listeners from Care taking me to task about calling Maggie Thatcher a warmonger. I don't back down from that at all. Not in the least, and she certainly didn't bring any compassion to her role as Prime Minister. I mean, the Falklands, remember the Falklands? Remember how she dealt with the miners in Britain all those years ago? Not to mention the showdown between the hunger strikers and herself as Prime Minister at the time, you know, and I could go on. Anyway, 1800-938-007. Orthopaedic consultant in Aught Even, Mr. Stuart Edwards, joins us again. Good morning to you, Stuart. How are you?
I'm very well, Fran. How are you keeping?
I'm very well, and thank you for joining us today. We're just wondering that with all of the changes of COVID, I mean, many of us working from home now, maybe working in all sorts of odd conditions at the kitchen table, no proper chairs, tables and stuff. Mm. Are you seeing any upsurge in people suffering because of that?
Well, anecdotally, I am. I mean, they're not coming through to clinic, but I'm hearing of it from friends, colleagues, etc. They're working from home in chairs that aren't ergonomically designed for you to sit down for prolonged periods of time, like they're in the office, can cause issues. So it's both a physical and a psychological issue working from home and not being with your colleagues and having the crack. So I'd recommend getting up, you know, every half an hour and staying mobile and not sitting in the same position, hunched over in a chair for prolonged periods of time. And you know, taking time out from your day, you can manage your time yourself now. There's not somebody cracking the whip. You know, you're in charge of your own destiny. So manage your time well, get up, stay active, and, you know, phone your friends and have a break. You know, don't be working continuously sat at the desk.
Yeah, and we're looking at possibly another 11 weeks of lockdown as well. And I'm particularly conscious of people who might be post-surgery and back working, but working again in a different kind of a situation. Is that an issue?
In the situation of staying at home? Or
yes, absolutely, of staying at home, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, you know, it is frustrating. I mean, as far as patients recovering from joint replacements, now couldn't be a better time in a way, because a lot of patients feel quite isolated after they've had their hip and the knee replaced because they can't get out and do the things they'd normally do. And in fact, a lot of my patients are coming through now are saying, I want to get my joint replacements done now because, sure, what else am I going to do for the next few months? So that's a positive in a way. From people that are working at home, again, you've got to mix the homeschooling with the children, with your work obligations. It is tough. And you've got to stay fit and active, get out for the walks, and, you know, stay in contact with your colleagues and friends, because it's your mental well-being is equally as important as your physical well-being.
One of our listeners making the point that they have constant pain in the elbow. Now, they've had various different tests and nothing has shown up as being an issue, and wondering if Mr. Edwards would have some advice on that.
Yep, it's quite a broad topic in a way. The most common elbow pain by far is tennis elbow, which is an inflammation of the tendons that extend your wrist, and they originate at the outside part of your elbow. That's the most common. So it's inflammation, and that can be helped with taking anti-inflammatories, physiotherapy, orthotics, or even an injection. Moving on from that, on the opposite side of the elbow is golfer's elbow, which is, again, inflammation, but the muscles that flex your wrist rather than extend your wrist. Again, the same treatment protocols help there. And beyond that, it may be arthritis, it may be a bursa, which is a sac of fluid. There could be a multitude of things. So go and see your GP, get it checked out.
All right. Somebody asking you a question about a hernia, but I guess that's out of your own...
Yeah, probably, but I might be able to have a go at it.
No problem at all. Let me just find this for you again. But it's, I had a hernia repaired 12 months ago. I'm still very uncomfortable when I'm lifting things. And again, is that normal? That's in from Tom, who's in Bursley.
Yeah, it's particularly with heavy lifting and lifting in an inappropriate way. You know, not lifting with your legs and lifting more of your back and causing more strain on your abdominal muscles. So yes, it can be. As long as the bulge isn't there, that means that the repair is still working. but you may still have a bit of discomfort in that area.
Right. Somebody wondering about a physio helping osteoarthritis.
Yep. Physiotherapy is very useful. It's really important to keep your joints mobile and active. Physio is really useful for the earlier stages of arthritis. When it progresses to the stage you have deformity or a lot of swelling or crunching, physio is less helpful. But again, it's very helpful once you've got the joint replaced. So physiotherapy is a really important part of my practice, and they're a great team and they're very helpful in getting patients moving. But only mild degenerative changes. When it gets more significant, you need more treatment.
I would have thought the physio would have been very painful if you have osteoarthritis.
Absolutely. If you've got moderate to severe arthritis and then manipulating your joints, then that's not a good thing. For your knee, building up your quads and your hamstrings, like building up your suspension system, and that can help offload the arthritis and improve pain, but certainly no manipulation of the joints. That should be occurring.
Anne has plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis, yeah. That's the sole of the foot.
She says it's so painful. Could you ask Mr. Edwards some advice on dealing with this?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite resistant to treatment. The natural history of plantar fasciitis, normally it improves by 2 years or so. It's characterized by having pain first thing in the morning when you get out of bed, and it's the plantar means the sole of your foot, fascia is a band of tissue, and itis means inflammation. So it's as the tissue inserts into your heel bone, it gets very inflamed. Treatment options is to take a course of anti-inflammatories if you're allowed to, stretches, which you do first thing in the morning, using a jelly heel pad, and beyond that, an injection, which can be quite painful to the sole of foot, as I'm sure you can imagine. Those treatment modalities resolve the issue in 99% of cases.
Right, and is it caused by exercise or?
No, it's just inflammation. It's quite common in nurses and in the guards, people on their feet all day long.
Yeah.
It's quite common in that group.
Right. Another Anne is in Roscrea and says, I have constant pain in my knee. I got injections for this, but I still get the pain and it travels up my back.
Okay. That's a bit of a strange one. Pain in the knee is isolated to the knee. It doesn't normally refer up to the back. I'd be worrying that there's other issues going on, maybe some pinching in of the nerves in the back, which is causing refer pain down to the knee. So if you had an injection in the knee with a local anesthetic and a steroid and it didn't work at all for any period of time, that would ring alarm bells with me, suggesting that the pain isn't originating from the knee. And it may be that the patient needs an MRI scan of their back as well.
All right, back to the foot again, and somebody else with pain just underneath the side of my foot, and it hurts when I walk.
Yeah, I mean, it could be plantar fasciitis. It could be inflammation to any other tendon around the outside part of the ankle. Again, physiotherapy and anti-inflammatories might be helpful in this case as well.
All right. Somebody wondering why I'm calling you Mr. Stuart Edwards as opposed to doctor. But of course, that is the proper title with a consultant, isn't it?
It is. It's a strange thing. You spend 6 years as a medical student trying to become a doctor, and then you spend another 10 years trying to become a mister again. It goes back to the barber and surgeon times, when surgeons were barbers and barbers were surgeons. That's why they called mister.
Isn't that amazing? Well, somebody taking me to task for not giving you your proper title, but that is, in fact, your proper title.
Yeah.
So, somebody wondering about bursitis. Is that back to the elbow again, is it?
Bursitis is basically a bursa is a sac of fluid that is there to prevent friction, and it's there where you have bony prominences. So, you have two or three over the knee, you have one at the elbow, you have one at the hip. There's quite a few around the body to prevent friction. And the itis is the bad bit. The bursa is the good bit. So the itis is the inflammation. So it's the sac of fluid that gets inflamed and causes pain. And frequently they're easily resolved by injecting a steroid injection.
All right. Somebody else with inflammation of the cartilage of the chest.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. It's something called costochondritis. It's a big word, but costo and chondro is bone, as the bone meets the cartilage at the front part of your chest, your rib cage, and it gets inflamed. Difficult to treat. Normally, this is the remit of cardiothoracic surgeons rather than orthopedic surgeons or pain specialists. So that's out of my area of expertise, really.
All right, okay. And quite a number of people are wondering about making contact with you. I presume it's referral, as it is with most consultants.
Yes, absolutely. It's difficult to get into see your GPs, but your insurance companies and the IMC recommend that you try and get a referral from your GP. Phone the office in Orteven, and we can work something out and get you in and get you seen.
All right. Lovely to talk to you as usual. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye to you there.
Bye-bye.
That's Mr. Stuart Edwards there, orthopaedic surgeon at Orteven in Kilkenny.